What I saw was a puck that hit the side of the net or the post, one of the two, somehow jumped straight up and crossbar off my back. And you know, if that's not the fortunate bounce that you consider luck, then I don't know what is.
So, after that second goal on the TV, I think talking to the refs and her eyes, were you wondering why there wasn't?
I mean, that's the definition of goaltender interference, and his argument was the guy was in the white, but I was clearly in the blue. My feet were on the post or just off the post, so there's no way I could be in the white. And he had a hold of my glove, and he was holding it, and you know, I couldn't move for a solid 5-10 seconds, and I don't know. I just think that's goal interference.
What did you see in the second period? I mean, I already asked Blake about just the 16-1 shots on goal, but from a goalie's perspective, how did you feel the second period was playing out for you guys?
I mean, they had a couple power plays. That always helps the shot clock, but you could tell they wanted it. You could tell they weren't giving up, and they're really pushing the pace, and you know, that's where we got to tip our caps because they played well.
Connor, overall, how do you evaluate the series? I know, obviously, you don't win, so that's the disappointing part. But thoughts on what your club was able to do to get this thing into a 6-game match?
You know, I liked a lot of our series. I thought we played hard. I thought we played our game. I thought we really stuck it to them for a majority of it. You know, they did get some luck, but you got to be skilled to be lucky too. So, as much as I want to blame luck, it's not the whole picture. They played well.